Two recent cases involving the Tucson Police Department have led to some questions, including about whether the department can investigate itself. Yesterday, we told you about the officer who shot and killed an alleged shoplifter who was riding a motorized wheelchair. Tucson's police chief has moved to fire that officer. Earlier this month, there was another incident. Actually, last month, there was another incident involving an off-duty officer. Tim Steller, a columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, has written about that case, and he joins me to talk about it and some of the bigger issues with Tucson PD. And Tim, let's get some of the details of the incident that you reported on, in which an off-duty officer ended up kneeling on the neck of a woman in a parking lot. What happened?
Sure, yes. He and his family, his name is Officer Robert Schlesky, went to a restaurant called Culinary Dropout in Tucson. This was Sunday, November 14th. And as he was arriving, three women, a woman 62 years old and her two adult daughters, were walking out of the parking lot. And they thought he kind of screeched, was going too fast and screeched to a halt next to them. There's some gesticulating. And then he parked and jumped out of his car, they said, and said that they should just walk. And then they confronted him, and one of the daughters, who's a registered nurse in Yuma, got in his space, I would say within a foot, and he threw her down to the ground. And then the mother tried to intervene, and he took her down by the hair as well and kind of held them down. So he held them down for a couple of minutes, and toward the end, he let the mother up, a bystander intervened, tried to talk him down. And then, but when he let the mother up, he put his knee on the neck, it appears, of the daughter, and held her down for another 30 plus seconds as she tried to escape. And this bystander tried to talk him out of it.
And there was video of all this, right? The other daughter was recording all this?
So there's good video that begins a couple minutes into the interaction. The man already has the two women down on the ground when the video begins. And it lasts a couple of minutes before he lets both women up.
Now, as you report, the Tucson Police Department looked into this and ultimately did not cite the officer, but did cite one of the women, right?
Yeah, that was one of the things that raised my eyebrows about this case. They spent 5 hours looking into it afterward, which is a long time. And it was obviously because there was an officer involved. And in the end, they cited the woman whom he had first thrown down for disorderly conduct, saying that she had essentially instigated things by going out of her way to disturb his peace.
So this stands in contrast to another incident from earlier this week involving the Tucson Police Department, where an off-duty officer who was serving as a security person for a retail store shot an alleged shoplifter several times in the back who was in a motorized wheelchair. I'm wondering to what you attribute the different ways that these different cases are being handled.
Well, obviously, they're differently they have different evidence in these cases. So in the shooting on Monday night, the police have clear video from three different angles of everything that happened. And, of course, it resulted in death. So there's the stakes are higher, I would say. In the case of the three women, there was some video of the parking lot, but it's grainy and it's hard to see exactly. Certainly, you can't see what initiated the physical interaction between the off-duty officer and the woman.
As you point out, these two incidents are obviously very different with different results and different things leading up to what happened. Is there anything that can be said, though, given, you know, these two situations that happened not that far apart from each other time-wise? Do they say anything? Is there anything to be said about the TPD at this point based on these two incidents?
Well, I have questioned whether they have the ability to police themselves in my column. And I based that on the fact that they made a quick decision not to cite or charge the officer, although they are still planning to do an internal investigation as to whether he violated their general orders. After my column came out, the police then referred the case to the Pima County Attorney's Office for a review. I don't know if Tucson has a more brutal or violent police department than many other cities. What I do know is that there are regular cases, and in most cases, there's no public outrage. And when I say regular cases, I mean regular cases of shootings and killings by officers. And again, in most cases, there's little to no public outcry about them because they're either considered justified or there's just not enough information. In this case, it's possible it could have been ignored if not for the clear video that kind of compelled the police chief to come out and take a stand in opposition to what the officer did.
You referenced Tucson's police chief, Chris Magnus, who, of course, is on his way to becoming the leader of Customs and Border Protection. Is there any sense at all that his impending departure is playing any role whatsoever in how these different cases are being handled?
I don't know that there's any connection between how the cases are being handled and his upcoming confirmation vote. Certainly, it's got to be on his mind, but I don't have enough information to say that that's what caused him to treat one case this way and the other case a different way. One thing for sure is I expect there to be some debate about this and discussion of how he's handled the department and these particular instances before he's confirmed. Possibly it could derail his confirmation. I don't know. I've heard no information that anyone's changing their minds and he had the votes previously, but it's possible that this would change some people's minds.
All right. That is Tim Steller, a columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. Tim, nice to talk to you again. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Mark.